and the machlokes we learned yesterday between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam held lahaloche, perhaps not lemaise, that it is mutter bekablonis for a goy to build someone else's house. And the lomdus is because that way he's building it on Shabbos, he's not doing it for the yid, he's doing it for his own convenience. That's the difference between a kablon and a schir yoim. A schir yoim, he's working today because he's being paid to do work today. That is also in Shabbos, that's nira kishluchai. But a kablon, he just has to give in a finished product. And the time is up to him. So if he chooses to do it on Shabbos, he's not doing it for the yid. It's not considered he's working for the yid. The melacha that is done in Shabbos is being done for the goy's convenience. And the Rabbi Netam brought a raya from Arisus. Arisus is that the person has a worker in his field, and this worker is taking a percentage of the crops, and he's a goyish worker, so the worker is permitted to work in Shabbos. And then the Biyude brings in Erechayim, Madur Kama Simen Yud Beis, explains the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam held that building a house is a kal v'chaima from Arisus. Why? Because Arisus, that what the Oris is working on Shabbos, is really the Yid is deriving more profit from the field because of the work on Shabbos. The Yid is gaining. But since the reason the Goy is doing this is because the Goy wants it for his own benefit, so even though the Yid is gaining from the Melacha that is being done on Shabbos, there'll be more Tvuah, there'll be more profits, Afal Pikein it is mutter, because he's a kablon. He's doing it for his own benefit. So to build a house, which the yid isn't gaining anything, that's what the guy built it on Shabbos, was skated on, he built it on Shabbos, he built it on Sunday, it doesn't make any difference to the yid. So avad gibis, it should be mutter, if the guy is a kablon. That was Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. And the debut explains what did the Ri do with the Raya of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri held there's a difference between a Sode and a Bias. The difference is as follows. By a Sode, that was the Derech HaOlam, that people used to be Mekabel Asode Barisus. That means a person who didn't work on his own field, so the Derech HaOlam was not to hire workers and pay them on a daily basis, but the Seder HaOlam was that one gave it out to an Oris, this was a Goyish worker, who received a percentage of the profits, and he worked there the whole time. So since the Derech HaOlam is to give out a field, Bikablonus, so Memela, you're permitted to do this. So even though he works on Shabbos, but no one will be choshed the yid that this guy is a schir yoim and he hired him for the day's work. The derech ha'olam is you get a ores who is a kablin, and he works on your field. So therefore it is permitted on Shabbos. Masha einkein, by building a house, there's no such clear set derech ha'olam. Other people get kablonim, other people get schirim. And Agavucha, when we're speaking about schirim, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't look at the person who is the builder alone, that he's a kablon. All the workers have to be kablonim. If you have some workers which are schirim and they're working on Shabbos, so it doesn't help us that the builder is a kablon. All the workers have to be kablonim. That means the carpenter says he doesn't have to work today. He has to make sure that the frame is up. And then the plumber has to make sure that the plumbing is in. Everyone is a kablon. And they can do it with their own convenience. So since there is no clear set minig in building a house that the workers are usually kablonim, there are many workers who are schirei yoim also. So therefore, If Grad, the guy I hired, and all his workers are Kablonim, but it is also that this guy should build on Shabbos, because Altsmarasayim, the Ayid will see that guy is building my house on Shabbos, so Ayid won't know that he's a Kablon. He'll think maybe he's a Schir Yoyim, and there are Schir Yoyim who are also in the building business. So therefore, the Ri asked for a guy, even though he is a Kablon, to build my house, since there's no clear-cut minik. That is the Machloikis, the Ri, and the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, let me just tell you what the Noide B'Yudah is speaking about. There was a Shaila that was asked by the Noide B'Yudah, and the Shaila was as follows. There was someone who had a leaky roof. And those who go and fix roofs, right after Sukkot, they were booked. That means they couldn't do anything in the city after Sukkot. And if they were booked, so that means the whole winter, he'll have the rain and the snow, and everything will rain in his house. That's for sure. There's no shaila about it. So they asked the Noide B'Yudah if he's permitted to use these Goyisha workers on Chalamoy. That was a shaila that was asked the Noide B'Yudah. So Noide B'Yudah, we see the Gemaldike Moira Hayro, we think a poisik like the Noide B'Yudah, like it goes as a poshit. So the Noide B'Yudah says, when he was first asked the shaila, he says, there's no shaila, it's also finished. Yen is gonna have a hefsid merube, is putting it mildly. And what can he do? This is an iser, the rabbonim. These are goyim that are doing it. And in Yisod, if the goy is a kablam, it's mutter, but we could think he's a schir yoyim. But it's also me, the rabbonim, finished. So your house will get ruined, your house will get ruined. He couldn't help him. He only came to him the next day and he said, maybe you could think of a heter, and he explained the matzah. So he started thinking, later Rabbeinu Tam, it's mutter, but we don't paskin later Rabbeinu Tam. So that doesn't help too much. Now what, according to the Ri? According to the Ri, so the Ri holds it as also, since the Derech HaOlam by Binyan is, there are others who build with a Schir Yoyim and others who build with a Kablon, so male there's this Isser of Marisayim. So the Noide B'Yudah went and made a survey in his city, in Prague. Those who fix roofs, are they Schir Yoyim or Kablon? So he made a survey. Oh, there's not one Schir Yoyim who is Oisik in building roofs. Everyone is Kablon. No, everyone is Kablon. So Prague, Lagabi, fixing a roof is equivalent to an Oris Lagabi Yasoda. An Oris isn't a magic heter. The heter of an Oris is that since normally the Steiger is, you get a kab, since the Steiger is that a Kablon, that the worker on the field is usually a Kablon, so Memele there's no Isar of Marisayim. So in Prague, the roof repairers are Kablonim, so we should have the Ri to be Mater also. No, it's not good. But the Noide B'Yudah wasn't finished with this. Noide B'Yudah starts saying, good. The people in Prague, everyone in Prague knows that there's no such a thing as a Schir Yoyim to repair a roof. So no one in Prague will be choshet him that these workers are a Schir Yoyim. But what if someone comes from a different city and visits Prague, and he'll come Chalamoit, and he'll see they're working on roofs? He says, they're working on roofs Chalamoit. He'll think it's a Schir Yoyim. He won't know it. He has to know Menhoge Prague. And he brings a raya from a Gemara that the Issa Marisayin is not only on the Bnei Ha'ir. The Issa Marisayin is maybe an Eirich might come. No, the Eirich doesn't know the Menhoge of Prague. And so instead of asking, he'll go the other way around. Mstamat's a Schir Yoyim. And he's doing it Chalamoit. That's all what we need. So, Baruch Hashem, this house was situated right on the border between the Yiddish section and the Goyish section. So the Noide B'Yudah says, no, an Eirich that comes, why does he have to think that it's a Yiddish house? Maybe it's a Goyish house. So, he doesn't know. the Eirich doesn't know who lives there. I what's with the mezuzah, basically. About Al-Kaponim, as Isaac the Neid of Yehuda. The Eirich doesn't know. He could think it's a Goyish house. And those who do know that there are Kablonim. And there's a Hefsed Merubah. And then he has another Heter. Maybe Chalamoid is kill than Shabbos. But after all these Stodim Lahater, he says he's only matter if the Bezdin of Prague, two other Dayanim will be Maskim, then he'll be the third Dayan. But to be the only one to take this on his shoulders, that the Neid of Yehuda was not Maskim to do. So Al Kaponim, we see the Moiridik Chaimer was Tutzach Do in the Machloikis between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Let us see the Taisvis Yishonim. Umiyu besode muter ke Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But in a sode, one is permitted to have a kabbalon, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The besode, regilo islasis varises, this is the svara of the Ri. By a sode, the regilis islasis varises, veloi beschiris yoim. Fartik, so memele, so that is muter. So the difference between Sode in Bayis is Sode is Regilis, Bayis is not Regilis, and since both are Befaheshia, we know that it's Malachis Yisrael, therefore it is also. Uchshi Yisrael oimer l'nochri l'sakin min olayim, oi liknois. Now, we're speaking about something adobo tolush that's not mefulsome that it's Malachis Yisrael, and he's a Kabbalin. So it's mutter, that's this din, you're allowed to go and give, your Chinese laundry man a shirt Erev Shabbos, because he can do whatever he wants. So when you give your laundry man or you give your shoemaker, you give him a shoe to fix, al yoimar tasa lamocha, you shouldn't say you should do it Shabbos. Din kain, have kischir yoim. So this is schir yoim, so it's weiter was, I'm telling him to do it on Shabbos, so it's mechlev kishluchay. Elo tasa l'shetirza. You come over to the goy erev Shabbos. Here's the shoes. When do you need them? Whenever it's convenient for you. So memele. So then, so whenever it's convenient, so the guy does it whenever he wants. V'mhevi loynochi kelov. What happens? This mamish, this happened. He went and gave him the shirts. He gave him he gave him erev Shabbos. And the guy comes Shabbos Batog in the house, here's your shirts. He washed them. He said, when it's convenient, Fakel, I did it at night, and here's the shirts. Is he permitted to wear the shirts? He knows that he washed it in Shabbos because he just gave it to Mike before the Shkia. Also, l'loivshon b'Shabbos. So Mamela, even though Hastas, he doesn't have a clean shirt, about this he's also the life shem b'Shabbos. Why? The Omer lekamon nochi shehidlik ner b'shvil Yisrael, also lishtamesh loira. If a nochi did a pu'ula for a Yisrael, is also lishtamesh loira. A yid is not permitted to have hano from the meleches akum that the akum did. Let's say it yourself. He has a noah saguf from the meloche. It's also lehanis me'isa meloche. Now, lahaloche, this taisis yeshonim is a machlekes harishayim. The mechaber and simen reishon and bei siv dalit paskins that you're permitted to wear it. What is the svara of the matirim? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that even though the yid has hano bilvishosoi mimelecha Shabbos, that means he's wearing a shirt that was cleaned and washed and pressed in Shabbos, and he has hano from it. But the guy did not do it because of the yid. That means when a guy goes and puts on a light for a yid, so the guy is putting it on for the yid. So memele, so that's sechazal asel to be nene, min meleches akum shenase b'shvil Yisrael. Here the guy washed the shirt tonight. He had time tonight. He didn't have anything else what to do. The melacha that was done in Shabbos was done for himself. He didn't have the yidin b'chlalins in him. So memele, so the heter of kablonis, just like we say it's a heter b'chlal to give over for a guy, so this is also a matir that the yid is permitted to wear it on Shabbos. Rakadaiti de Navshe, Lemayel Lahashlim Pulosoi. This is the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. Masha ein kein hosom ad lo kosoi b'shabes hoye kedei sheyishtamish bo Yisrael achshav. The whole reason he's putting on the light is because he sees it's dark. He wants the yeet to have light. So that's called the malacha was done for the yeet. Here the malacha was not done for the yeet. That is Shitas HaMachaba. The Rimo says, Lechatchile yesh lahachmer. We should not machmer like the Taisvus Yeshonim. And because, even though it was done hastis, that because he wanted to do this, giving him to do, but still this, since this is the shirt of the Yid, it also goes into the loche, that a maloche shenase, this is also considered Bishvil Yisrael, even though there wasn't a Lishma for the Yisrael, he did it for himself, this is also considered Bishvil Yisrael. So the Ramah Paskins, Lechatchile Yesh Lahachmer, like the Taisus Yishonim, Imloi Shetzorich Eilov B'Shabes, that Rabbi Aloch explained, She'ein Loi Beged L'Shabes, Ki Yim Zeytake doesn't have another Beged for Shabbos. And Chas V'Shalom, he didn't tell the guy to make sure he should have it for Shabbos. And it's Mamash Eschir Yom. But he didn't tell the guy anything. In Shem Epsoyim Hashem, the guy got L'maisa made and he brought it to him in Shabbos. So then, Yesh Lahokel, then we can be Seimach and the Mekila. Zok the Gemara. Man Tane Nesines Mayim L'Diyoy Zuhi Shriyosa. The Mishnah says, "Ein shayrin diyoi v'samonim v'karshinin el kedei sheyeshuru miboidyoim." Beisilu matir. So let us first see what Rashi says. Let's skip the first Rashi. Let's learn the first Rashi. Ma'ishna bekulu loygosina lohocha elokama b'mishnah v'shavin shetoyinim. This kasha belongs on daf yutes. So this kasha is not negeas. Man tane nesines mayim l'diyoi. Even though he did not mix together the dyoi, zuhi shriyosam, this alone, adding the water to the ink, the dried up ink, vahavalisha didei bahochi umachayiv mishum losh. So who's the Tana that holds that this is sufficient, adding the liquid to the solid, which will eventually mix up together and become one entity, that this is considered Lisha without mixing? The Masnisen Leke Gibel. The Mishnah does not say that you mix it together. Ein Shoyrin Dioi. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to put together the liquid together with the ink. And the shayla is, are you permitted to do this? Michlal the b'shabes chayiv chatos. So by stois in Shabbos, you'd be chayiv chatos if you would add the liquid to the dyoy in Shabbos, you're chayiv chatos. This the Raif and Rashi. Is luchayu because the Gemara says further on Daf Yutes, they asked to do something erev Shabbos, if it would be done in Shabbos, it'd be chayev achatos. That means that what he's doing erev Shabbos, if it would be done in Shabbos, he's chayev achatos. So this pu'ula of adding water to dioi, and perhaps let us be mamtik, according to Rabbe, is gewaldik the Gemara. And let's just say that because we're speaking according to Rav Yosef, it's not so gewaldic. That's Betzim Rabbi Kivege's Akasha, which I don't want to elaborate on now. Rabbi, we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi learned Pshat in the Mishnah, Ein Shoyrin Dioi V'Samonim is, why is this also? Because Beishami were Goyzer, if you do it right before Shabbos, you might go and do it in Shabbos. And they only were Goyzer if you'll do this, what you're doing before Shabbos. You do it in Shabbos, you'd be chayev achatos. So Beishamai asked, you're not permitted to do it right before Shabbos. Unless there's a barrier of time in between, kedesha yeshura, then you're permitted. Aba al koponim, a pu'ula, that if this would be done in Shabbos, yochayev achatos, you're not permitted to do it right before Shabbos. So al koponim, it seems from the Mishnah, that shriyas dyoi, this alone, to add water to hard ink, that is pu'ula salisha and is chayev in Shabbos, and therefore it's also before Shabbos, so we see this is lisha. So man tana, who is the tana that holds nesinas mayim l'dyoi zui shriyoson and yuchayev al tzlosh? Who holds like this? Omar Rav Yosef Rebihi. Rebbe holds that this alone, the adding of the liquid to the solid, that is meleches lisha. The sanya, we learned as follows. Echod noisei nesakemach. Ve'echod noisein l'soicha yes hamayim. One person put flour into a keli, and the other person added water. Ha'achrein chayiv. So the second person that added the water to the flour, he's chayiv on meleches lisha. He's a mechallel Shabbos. That alone, the adding the water to the flour, that is meleches lisha. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer Einei Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel. Rabbi Yosi says he's not Chayiv till he'll mix it together. By adding the water alone, that is not Melachas Lisha. He has to mix it. So the Melef, our Mishnah, says that there's an Isser of adding water to a salad right before Shabbos, which from that would be Muchach, that in Shabbos is an Isser Deraisa. So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi, and not according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Ha'achrin chayev mishum losh shehu av melochet. So memele, so our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi. That was Rabbi Yosef Sashtik Torah. The Sfas Emes is Ma'irer, he says, L'chayre, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a case that one person put the kemach, the other person put the water. So memele, Rabbi Yosi says, the achin is not chayev till he mixes it. He says, but it could be if the one person put both ingredients together, could be, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, you're also chayiv. Could be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is only speaking about a case that the kemach was there already, and all he did was add the water to the kemach that was there, then Rabbi Yosi also has to do more. But could be if he brought both ingredients, like the case of the Mishnah, could be a fellow coin to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Yechayiv. That's a ore from the Sfas Emes. But the Gemara, it seems, the hell, that's no chilek. Amalei Abai. So Abai said, no, what is the raya? That the Mishnah is going not according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. V'dil ma'at ka'le koma Rabbi Yosef Elo v'kemach. The ba'gibuhu. This mixture of water and flour, so it really gets mixed good together when you mix it by your diet. So something that is a bar gibul. So then the gmar halisha is only when you were megabal it, when you mixed it together. Avol dioi, the lav bar gibulu, that means you don't accomplish anything through mixing it. Eimol lechayev. So maybe could be a fill according to Rabbi Yosi, you're also chayiv. If there's no mile of gibul, the gibul doesn't accomplish something, then could be Rabbi Yosi is also made that nesina samayim is could make lisha. No, in a mixture that there's a mokim legabel, then he holds that he's not mechuyev till he's megabel. So could be the Mishnah is going to fill according to Rabbi Yosi. That's a bias kash. So the Gemara says, Leisal kedaitach. No, there's no such chilek. The Sanya, Echod noisin eso eifer. One person put ashes. Ve'echod noisin eso mayim. And the other one added water. Ha'achrin chayim divri Rebbe. That's Rebbe. Rebbe is consistent. Rebbe holds that the adding the water alone, that's the meleches losh. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyigabel. Now, Eifer is something that is a lav bar gibel. Eifer, there's no gibel by Eifer. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said, Atshe Yegabel. So what does Atshe Yegabel mean? That means that one is only mechuyev by Meleches Lisha if there is Gibel. And by Eifel there's no Gibel, so there's no Lisha. That is Pshat and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, that's what Abaye said. Abaye wanted to learn Pshat and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda holds, when do you need Gibel for Lisha? When it's shaykh to make Gibel. When it's not shaykh to make Gibel, so the Gemara Lisha is without Gibel. No! Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi by Eifel, and he says, Vakem, the whole Chiyuv of Lisha is only when it's possible to make Gibel, and you made Gibel. By Eifel, there's no Gibel, there's no Lisha, period. So you see, Klal, not like Abaye. So Abaye answered, V'dilme my Eifer Ofo. Maybe the word Eifer is interchangeable. Maybe this Baraisa that says, by Eifer, you're not Chayiv Atshe Yegabel, because the Tana called Ofo Eifer. He's speaking about Ofo. The Bar Gibel. So the Mela, it could be the Baraisa is speaking about Ofo, the Bar Gibel. So this is the same Machloikus like by Kemach. So the Gemara says, you can't say that this Tana calls Ofo Eifer, Vahasanya Eifer, Vahasanya Ofo. There are two Baraisas that we have. One Baraisa speaks about Eifer, and one Baraisa speaks about Ofo. So Kocha, we see Afilu by Eifer, Rabbi Yosi also holds that you need Gibel. So the Abaye answered, Midi Gabi Hadodi Tanya. These two Baraisas came out from the same base medrash. If they would come out from the same base medrash, so then you are right. One is speaking about Eifer, one is speaking about Ofer, but they came out from two different Bote Midrashim. One came out from Rab Chiya, one came out from Rab Oishiya. So the Mela, so it could be the Baraisa that said Eifer really also means Ofer. And he calls Ofer Eifer. So there's no raya against me. That is Abaye's dichoy to the kasha. Eifer is a trashi lav bar gibelu. Eifer is a lav bar gibelu. Ofer bar gibelu. That you can knead together. Litit shel binyan. You make mud out of it. Bohasanye tarti masnisa. We learn two baraisas. Chode de eifer, vachode de ofer. So you see, afilu by Eifer, Rabbi Yosi holds you not chay. So Abaye answered, midi gabi hadodi taninu, chode tanya rab chiyye, vachode tanya rab oishiyye, vachode minayu tanya la ofer, b'loshen Eifer. So it could be, he's also speaking about ofer, and he calls ofer Eifer. Let us see Taisus. Avo dioi, the lav bar gibelhu. So Abaye said, so now we're going according to Abaye's svarim, that Abaye is telling us that if something is a lav bar gibel, so then even according to Rabbi Yosi, the nesinus amayim is sufficient. Kol hashmonim yofim l'dioi. The Gemara says that all types of oils are good to the manufacturing of ink. Iboyiluhu, what are you speaking about? Legabel, are you speaking about when you're using the oil to mix it together with the dye? Oily ashen, or you want to use the oil to make a black color. They used to take oil and put it in burn the oil in a glass, and usually the glass gets black, so that this blackness was used to make ink. So that would you say that shmonim are good for ink? What do you mean? Do you mean for legabel or la'ashe? So we see that dioi is a bar gibel. You could make gibel with dioi. So memela, so what's the Abaye's whole shtick teira? The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi also. Dioi is a lav bar gibel. The Gemara says dioi is a bar gibel. So Taisus says, lav davke gibel. The Gemara doesn't mean gibel over there. Allah hai gibel, hai no erev balma. The Gemara means the mixing together, when they get mixed together without the process of mixing it biyad. The Gemara calls erev gibel, but the Gemara there doesn't mean gibel. Taisus is asking Yakasha an Abaye. For Mulson, he says, Abaye remained with his shtikteire. They didn't slug him up. That afilu, according to Rabbi Yaisi, if something is a lav bagibul, then you are chayiv, even though if you just added the mashke, you're chayiv already. If something is a lav bagibul. So Taisus asks for mus and dama beperik basra the lav bagibulu. The Gemara says bran is a lav bagibul. To come at us, and we have an offer in the Baraisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Einei Chayev, Ad Sheyigabo. And there, it seems that Pshat is, you're only Chayev, if you'll be Megabalit. Aba Al Kaponim, Einei Chayev, Ad Sheyigabo. But Al Kaponim, you're not Chayev before. Einei Chayev, Ad Sheyigabo. We'll see what Ad Sheyigabo means. Let's say, Taisus Nakashlon, Ad Sheyigabo means, unless you mix something that is a bagibul. But al koponim, we see klo Rab Yaisi, Rab Yehuda says, by musin, that is a lav bagibul, you're not chayiv. So memele, so bishloime, the same kasha the Gemara asked by Eifel, Taisus is asking from a baraisa by musin, but by Eifel, Rabbi had something up his sleeve, maybe it means offer. But here it says klo, musin, the Gemara says musin is a lav bagibul. And the Gemara says that according, we have enough in the Baraisa that according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, you're not chayiv by Musa. The Yeshloimah, so Taisus answers, the Hosom, legabi kemach koma ba'ini bal gibul. You have to learn that Gemara with a grain of salt. The Gemara does not mean, literally, that Musom is a lav bal gibul. That means you can't make gibul at all. That means if you want to be medame, kemach to mulson, so mulson is a less bar gibul than kemach. Avol bar gibul u tvei midyoy, but siches a past gibul, much more than bayink. So memele, so what is pshat in the barais according to Taisvist? Einei chayev, you're not chayev by mulsin, atche you gabel till you'll be megabel the mulsin, and then you'll take be mechuyev for the gibel. That means the Gemara said, in comparing mulsin to kemach, it's not such a bar gibel as kemach is. But it is falta bar gibel. So that's what Rabbi Yisrael Yudis says, you'll only be mechuyev if you are megabel. But dioi is a lav bar gibel klal, so by dioi, there's no din. So then, according to Abaye, you're chayiv afilu without gibul. Mikan koshe. So from Abaye, it's shver ala meforish. Shahod oma bebeye beperik hamevi. Rashi says in Beye, kitme shori, that is permitted to use ashes. So Rashi says, what are we speaking about? Hainu shenoisnim mayim lesoicha. You're permitted to add water to the ashes, lishreik ha-tano soviv, to go and shmir it around the tano, in yontav you're permitted to do it, hoyel v'lav ba-gibulu. So since you cannot make gibul, so Rashi says, so therefore it is muta. Since you can't make gibul, it is muta. V'hochim mashmish, so Taisu says, the other rabbi, v'midi v'lav ba-gibul, chayiv tvei. That whole Gemara has to be going according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachomim, there's no maila of bar gibul, lav bar gibul, you always chay. So according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda says something that's a bar gibul, you only chay about sheyigabul. But something that's a lav bar gibul, so then Abaye said, then you chay before you're not megabul. And here, Rashi says, pshat in the Gemara, in Beye, that kitma is mutter, because since it's a lav bar gibul, so you can't make gibul, so there's no lisha without gibul. V'ochi mashma dad rabbi demidi the lav bar gibul hu chayiv tvei. So others say that we don't pass them like Abaye. I mean, this svara was Abaye's svara. The Gemara wanted the Makshin who asked from Eifer wanted to disprove Abaye. So it could be any Gemara holds fucking not like Abaye, but Taisus seems to hold like Abaye. So Mameus, so Taisus is the Kash and Rashi, El Yesh Leforesh, Kit Meshori, Beloy Mayim, Lishrei Katana Svivov. Kamash Malon de Gazrin and Shema Yigabel Beyontov. So Taisus learns a different Shad de Gemara. You're only permitted to use ashes if you don't add any liquid. And that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is when Geyser Shema Yigabel Beyontov. So the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabbonon. Poiskin Mayim Ligine Erev Shabbos im Chasheicha. One is permitted to let water go through from a mayan to a garden, Erev Shabbos, im chasheicha, so the water is running now in the garden, umismales vayleches kol hayom kulay, and you're watering your garden the whole Shabbos, and it's mutter. You put on, as long as you turn on the faucet, Erev Shabbos, so it's mutter, not doing anything on Shabbos. That's one thing that is mutter to do Erev Shabbos. Umeinichin mugmar tachas hakelim. Mugmar was they used to burn some types of incenses, spices that had a good reyach. And that, with that they used to make that the begodim, the clothes, were able to be koilet the reyach of the mugmar, and the clothes smelled good. Umeinichin mugmar tachas hakelim. They used to put these spices, they put it al ha'esh, and used to burn, Erev Shabbos, u'mizgamrim v'holchim kol hayom kulay. And you're permitted, and it'll work on the whole Shabbos, it'll be adding a reyach to the begon, it's mutter. U'meinichin gofres tachas ha'kelim, u'mizgafrin v'holchim kol ha'shabbos kulay. One is permitted to take sulfur, also seems they put the sulfur al ha'esh, and this they used for silver kalim. They used to inscribe in the kalim different designs, and in order that one should be able to recognize the inscriptions and the designs, so they put this under sulfur. So the sulfur went into the indentations, so when you looked at the silver kalim, it was a beautiful masterpiece. You saw the darkness of the sulfur opposite the shine of the silver. But this was an avoider. So, menichin gofris tachas hakelim, umizgafrim vahilchen kol ha-shabbos kulo. Let us see the Baal Rashi. Poischim, they opened up, oisin nagor cotton misfasa ma'ayin legina, they made a type of a ditch from the mayon that it could enter into the kin, into the garden. Mugma, levoina, mine psomim, types of psomim, noisnim al ha'esh, you put it on the fire, uma'ashnin abgodim, and the reyach, the smoke of these spices went into the begodim, she'erecha noidef, it should have a nice smell. Gofris, tachas kli keset, she'metzairim bohem, prochim v'tzureis becheret, used to inscribe in the silver kalim different designs, Uma'ashnan begofris, and then there was put under the smoke of sulfur, vehein mashchireis v'nikoreis. Then you were able to recognize the designs. This is all mut if you do it Erev Shabbos. Another halacha, umeinichin kiloir al gabi ha'ayin. Kiloir was a type of ointment. So he put the ointment Erev Shabbos on his eye, vispalnis al gabi make, or he went and put a band-aid also with a refuah on a make, Erev Shabbos im chasheicha, umisrapas vayleches kol hayom kulay. And it'll work. So even though one is not permitted to take a refuah on Shabbos, but if he put it on Erev Shabbos, so even though the refuah will be working the whole Shabbos, it is mutter. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Kiloyer, tachboishes, an ointment, daspelanis retia, type of a band-aid. Now let us see Tosfos. Yeah. Umisrapas, Vayleches kol ha-shabbos kula. Let us see Taisus. V'im taima, ha di oma b'peirik shmein ishrotzim. It says in shmein ishrotzim, shoyrin ki loyrin me'erev Shabbos. A person is permitted to soak kiloirin erev Shabbos. He soaked this in the liquid. Umeiniach tachas ha'ayim. Slavdav katachas al gabi ha'ayim. He puts it in his eyes b'Shabbos. Amir dikizach. You're allowed to take this kiloirin. Now we say kiloirin le'nayim. This was a type of refuah that was good for the eyes. And it says he soaks it erev Shabbos and he puts it in his eyes in Shabbos. And here it says you're only permitted to put it on Erev Shabbos, and the work in Shabbos. It says you have to put it on in Shabbos. There it is speaking about a person who doesn't have any problems with his eyes. He's not a chayla. As we mentioned, that means the whole reason that Chazal asked, the whole reason Chazal asked to take a refuah on Shabbos is because he might, if one would be permitted to take refuahs, if he wouldn't have a refuah in front of him, he'd make the refuah. And usually, when one made refuahs, it involved the melocha of teichin. So Chazal asked to take a refuah, gzeire, he might be teichin samemonim. So that is dafke. If someone is taking a refuah, he's not feeling well, and that's why he's taking the refuah. So Chazal will go, if he permitted to take refuahs, he might come when he's not feeling well and he doesn't have the refuah, he'll make the refuah, and there'll be over an issur d'oraisa. So memele, so that is also. But if a person is taking this kiloirim, not l'shem refuah, he's doing it because the eye feels good, but there's no shaykhis at all with refuahs, so it doesn't go into the gzeira of refuahs. So therefore it is mutter. So the kiloirin, in Perik Shemayin Eshrotzim, is speaking about kiloirin, that someone is taking l'shem tainuk. For hocha, and here that we say, we're permitted to put it on davka erev Shabbos, we're speaking about a different type of a person. V'ochim miniach ba'ayin l'refuah. Here we're speaking about a person who's putting it in his eyes, l'refuah. So, v'loi shari elo mi'erev Shabbos. So, Tosfos is mechalik, that the Gemara in Shemayin Yishrotzim is not speaking about it, he's taking it l'refuah. If he's not taking it l'refuah, he's taking it l'shem tainig, then there's no issa of shchika salamanim, and that is mutter. But l'refuah, it is only permitted to take erev Shabbos. Let us see the Taisus Yeshanim. Amayra dike Taisus Yeshanim. Inami. Hosam enoi meisim kiloer atzmai betachboishes. There this kiloer, which is merape, he doesn't put it in an ointment. Elo, shayre ha kiloer b'mayim. Now, he's soaking this kiloer b'mayim. This is not in an ointment. It's in water. Ulegabi didei leke lemigzar, shayedeya kiloi hitiru loi al yedei shriya. And to him there's no gzeire because he knows that only was mutter al yedei shriya erev Shabbos. Vacherim svurim shalil chaitz mayim utzorech. Now let us explain this Taisus Yishonim, which is a meiridik, Taisus Yishonim, which is meiridik negeya lahalochim. This, I think, is a lashon of Rashi further. And Rashi explains that Gemara as follows. This person took kiloirin, and he went and he soaked it in water erev Shabbos. Now, to soaking the kiloirin to put into water, there's no shaila, there's no melocha whatsoever. But we're telling him, Reb Yid, you want to use it in Shabbos, you're only permitted to use it in Shabbos if you'll soak it erev Shabbos. No, soak it erev Shabbos. So he thinks, soak it erev Shabbos. Why do you have to soak it erev Shabbos? It's a heker. So he remembers this. So mamela on him, they weren't geyser the isser of refuahs, because on this refuah alone, he had to do something erev Shabbos, which is, there's no real reason to do it erev Shabbos. So al kocher, it's a heker to him that stamazay refuahs you're not allowed to take. That's the heker for him. Now, someone in Shabbos will see that he's washing his eyes with this water. They don't know that there's kiloirim there. They think it's water. So, Mamele, there is no iser of marisayin. That means no one, whoever doesn't know what he did, but they don't see he's doing a refuah. And for he himself, he has a heker. So mamela, it's permitted. Now, let me tell you, this is a meiridike shtik teire. So let me tell you, there's a machlekes from Ramayshe Zechayin Elvarach and Yibod Alachayim to the Bratzina Rav. The Bratzina Rav in Be'er Moshe speaks about taking aspirins on Shabbos. Aspirins is a shayla, a refuah, you're taking it a meichesh, unless it's a person has a migraine headache, it's enough for the mishkot, then he's permitted to take aspirin. But if he doesn't have a migraine headache, it's uncomfortable, he has an he has a headache, and an aspirin would help take away the headache. It's a meichesh ba'alme, and an aspirin is a refuah. So it's a problem. So the Bratzina Rav says, you know what you should do? Usually this person, after the shalom, he gets the headache. He says, I'll tell you what you should do. Take the aspirin and put it Erev Shabbos in a glass of water. Put in your soda, whatever you want, put it there. Dissolve the aspirin over there. So he has a heker already. He dissolved it Erev Shabbos. Now it comes Shabbos, nor the shalom, he's drinking a glass of soda. So Mamela, no one sees that he's taking a refuah. So Mamela Lagabi himself, there's a heker. Lagabi, everyone else, they don't know that what's in this soda, what's in this water. Meilitz muta. Atkan divrei habeir Moshe chelik aleph simen lamed gimel ois hei. Ramoshe zechayne levrochen chelik beis simen peivov. Someone wanted to tell him this eitzer. Rav Miller drosh akoylo in Toronto. The Baal Ramoshe, this perhaps a good eitzer to take refuas. This mamish the Gemara of Kiloire. So Ramoshe says, this is not pshat in the Gemara. Ramoshe says like this. Number one, pshat is, this only applies by a refuah, that the way to take the refuah is only through mixing it up. Yaskireyu sha'osa lase shum dovel a refuah. They asked him to do a dover a heter. This process of putting the kiloyrim in water, he's not permitted to do it in Shabbos, and there's no malacha whatsoever. So this is enough of a heker to remind him that would matter you to take the refuah if al kaponim you made this heker. And then Ramosha says it's more than that. Ramosha says that since you need you have to dissolve the kiloyrim in water in order to take the refuah. So the longest was when you put the kiloyrim in the water Erev Shabbos, Chazal rechen ke'ilu, you put on the kiloyrim Erev Shabbos. Because the preparation of the kiloyrim is part of the refuah. You can't put kiloyrim on your eyes, famously. You have to first mix the kiloyrim with water. So Chazal said, if you're ma'arev the kiloyrim erev Shabbos, and that for you is a heker. It is a heker. He says, why did Chazal tell me I'm not permitted to do this in Shabbos? So this is a heker to teach you that stam refuas is also. So you won't be nirshal in refuas. And dafke with this heker it's mutter. And then the lamdus was like our Gemara, just like our Gemara said, when you put on the refuah erev Shabbos. So it's mutter even though it's merape. In Shabbos, so Chazal said, the hascholas hanochas akiloyrim, it starts with mixing it up. You have to mix it up. So memela, it's ke'ilu, the refuah started Erev Shabbos, and he's continuing in Shabbos. And vashteitzer, legabi the velt doesn't see what he's doing, because it's not nikel. So Ramosha says, so the only heter applies by a refuah, that you have to mix up in water. And aspirin, you don't have to put it in water. So my male can take the aspirin without mixing it in water. So then there's no such heter. Only a refuah that you have to mix it up in water. And he mixed it up Erev Shabbos. And there's no legitimate reason to ask him mixing it in Shabbos. But we told him you have to mix it Erev Shabbos. So then Chazal were makel. An example, Dachsim would be with an Alka-Seltzer, that you have to put it into water. I don't know how good it is by Shabbos. But I'll kupon him. That would be a tear that we would have, that would be the kiloyrim lenayim, by an Alka-Seltzer. So he did it Erev Shabbos, and he took it Shabbos, and no one, it looks like a plain glass of water, then we have the heter of kiloyrim. But Ramosha said also only if he mixed it. It was, he got it, he bought it from the drugstore, it was mixed already, so dann teug doch nicht, you need the heker. You need the mixing is an essential part of taking the refuah, and he did it erev Shabbos. So then you have a heker for him, and there's no marasayin. Then it is mutter. But if in Yisod the refuah does not need any erev, so that what comes, he sticks it into a machel or he sticks it into a mashke, will not help the situation at all. Well, that is the first few halachas of the Baraisa. Later we'll go, what's the chedushim of the halachas. Now let's go further. Avol ein noisnim. So these three things are mutter. If you started Erev Shabbos, it's mutter to continue in Shabbos. Avol ein noisnim chitim l'seich arechayim shalmayim. One is not permitted Erev Shabbos to put in chitim in a mill, a water mill, and they're going to grind in Shabbos. They have to get ground Erev Shabbos. You can't make it that it should to be grinding in Shabbos. So the Zakasha, what is the difference than the Poiskin Mayin Legine and all the other things? You just started it Erev Shabbos, and as long as you start Erev Shabbos, by Shabbos, I'm not doing any Meloche, so it can continue in Shabbos. Here, it has to be completely ground Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, my time, why is Rechayim different than the other Pu'ulas? Omar Rabbe mipnei shemash maskel. Rechayim is not a Shabbos tike inyan. It's very noisy. It's like a zilzel and covered Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Berechayim shal mayim is also behoshkin berechayim shal yad. If he'll do it Shabbos, v'shal chamoyer. The mitzvah shvises behem teva the gewissel biyosna. Tula rechaim shomayim, but he's not doing anything. It's also wasser. She yitchenu miboydoy mitnei shemash masas akel, because it's a very noisy affair. Va'av shem milsa b'shabbes ve'ikazilusa. There's a zilzul of Shabbos that you should hear the mill grinding in Shabbos, even though there's no melacha that's being done. Aval kaponim, that's not covered Shabbos. For Shabbos b'menuche. This is not a Shabbistic koil. So Mamela, it's also, that's how Rabbi learned Shab in the Bereise. Omer le Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef asked the Rabbi, v'lei memar mishum shvises kelim. Why do you have to say this in Issa? We'll see places. Rabbi Yosef did not like this p'shtik teira of a shmos koil. Say lomdes. Say it's osel midine. Mishum shvises kelim. There's an, if my keli is doing a malacha in Shabbos, there's an issa. Nisanya, o b'chel asher amarti aleichem tishomeru, there's a baraisa, l'rabboi shvises kelim. How do we see shvises kelim? Let us see Rashi. L'rabboi shvises kelim. D'chsiv la'el minei l'man yonuach, sheucho v'chamoycho. That before it says that is a din of shvises behemtoy, that his behem is not allowed to work. And now it says b'chayla shehamalti aleichem tishameiru, that your keli is not allowed to do a malocha. So mameila. So that was Rabbi Yosef's kasha and Rabbah. Why do you say Hashemos keila the rabbon? This is also min atayre al shvises kelim. The mill belongs to you, and your mill is doing a maleches teichin on Shabbos. So it's also min atayre. Ella Omar Rav Yosef Mishum Shvises Kelim. So Rav Yosef said, Fakel, that's Pshat in the Baraisa, it's also min HaTorah al Shvises Kelim. Hashtid the Amrit. So he's setting ein the Baraisa, that there's an Isra of Shvises Kelim, and Pasha the Gemara learned, he brought a Stam Baraisa, this Isra of Shvises Kelim, this is a Filo according to Beisilu. Beisilu also al Shvises Kelim. So the Gemara asks, "V'hashta d'amritul beisilul islo shvises kelim de'araisa." So gofris and mugma my time is shol. So why is gofris and mugma muta? They also you have in the keli, it's burning the gofris and the mugma. It's doing a malachas havor over there, and it's in your keli. And what's there with shvises kelim? So the Gemara answered, "Mishum d'loy ka'ovid ma'isa." Because the keli is not doing anything. The keli is a balachsanya. That means something is burning in the keli. But the keli is not contributing to the malacha. That's, there is no issa of shvises kelim. You'll have to have a keli that in the keli a malach is being done, as long as the keli doesn't contribute to the malach. By the chayim, the keli is making the grinding. The keli, so that's called the keli is doing a malach. There is an isser of shvisas keli. So the Gemara asks, let's go to the Mishnah. Oinin shel pishton. We learned in the Mishnah, you're allowed to go and put flax into a tanu. And also becomes nislabin in the tanu, becomes nisbashal in the tanu. My time is shori. So the Gemara says also the same teret. Mishum d'loy ovid maise. Umeinich mech. It's not doing anything. The keli is the tanu, and the tanu isn't doing anything. The fire is doing, but there's no keli. Or, no, the keli is not making the bishul or the libum. The flax is getting the slabbing, but the keli isn't doing anything. So the Gemara says, Mitzudas, let's go further in the Mishnah. Mitzudas chaye vo'oyvedogim, the ka'ovid maise, my time is shori. Oh, what are you gonna do with the Mishnah? He goes and makes a trap, so the trap catches the animal. It closes on the animal. There the trap is making the maise tzeide. So why is it mutter according to Beis Hillel? So the Gemara answers, Hosam nami belechi v'kukari. We're not speaking about a trap that's doing a pu'ule. Such a trap will take be also according to Beis Hillel. We're speaking about belechi v'kukari, the loika of it mice. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi explains as follows. Vahashte da amret Beis Hillel islo shvises keila. Da kocha es nise Beis Hillel. This braise has to be going according to Beis Hillel. How do you know it's Beis Hillel? Midishori bahanach. Mugmar is muta. Now according to Beis Shammai, mugmar shouldn't be any better than oinin shel pishton. What's the difference? So if mugmar is muta, so it has to go according to Beis Shammai. Midishori bahanach. Uktani der Chayim Osa, Mishum Shvises Kailim, Mugma Vagofris Amai Shori, Vuhu Adin Lachol Hanach de Mas Nisen, Hereya Mugma Munech Ba'ar Das Kois. Vidi Mugne is laying in a type of a Kaili. Vinimtsa Kli Oysa Malache, that in the Kli is doing a Malache. So the Gemara says, no, like Ovid a Kli Shumaisa. It's the Kli isn't doing anything. Ela munach al ha'oret, the kli is laying on the earth, the hain b'seichi, and the mugma is burning in the keli. So, but the keli is not contributing, is not participating in the asiyas ha'malocha. So therefore, there's no isar shvises malocha. Aval ha'richayim of the maise. The mill is grinding the wheat. Ula beishamai. Now Rashi tells us, what's the svar of beishamai? According to Rabbi Yosef, Beshamai asks to put oinin shel pishton in a tano. So Beshamai holds, kiven du menachim begav, haino maisa delay. Fakir, that's the machlokes Beshamai Bishil. What is the iser of shvises kalim? Bishil holds shvises kalim is only if the keli is participating and contributing to the malache. And Beis Shammai holds, as long as a malach tutzach in the keli, it's also, there's an isser of shvises keli. So the Gemara asked, Mitzudis, the ka'ov the mice, if you're telling me that Beis Hillel holds, they also hold of the isser of shvises keli, so the traps is doing something, shapach nikshar v'toifis o'if, that when the o'if gets into the trap, so it ties the o'if. V'chein yoku shepoishtem l'chayis l'lochtem b'raglayim sh'neigdim by koifetz v'mischabem me'yelo v'loicheid. It jumps and it traps, just like a rat trap, or it traps the animal, it does the pula, it does the melecha of tzeda. So me'mele, so why is it muta according to Beis Hillel? So Mo says, no, we're not speaking about such traps. We're speaking about belechi. Chika shekoirin Ema shahadog boiloi umahatkoi. That means this is the hook on the end of a fishing rod that when the fish swallows it, it gets stuck to the fish. The rakeli eni zozmin koimi. It doesn't move. The keli doesn't do anything. But the fish gets trapped because the fish can't separate himself from the hook. The kukeri, what's kukeri? Sha'oisin salim. This is another way how to trap fish. They used to make baskets. Pia echad rochot. One side was very wide. Upia hasheni kotzer miyoit, and the other side was short, was small. Vahadog nichnas shom, and the fish used to go into the wide side. Somebody, there was some bait also in this cookery. Umoitzi roishoi befia kotzer, and he would stick out his head from the other side. But on the other side, the whole body can't go out because it had a small opening on the other side. So he sees if he can't go this way, he might go back. So there were things sticking out from this basket. It seems when the fish went out, so it bent together with the fish. So the fish was able to stick out his head, but when he wanted to go back, he couldn't go back or anything. This was holding the fish. The hashtalay of it kli midi. So memele, so that was Rav Yosef shtikteire. As Rav Yosef said, the beraisa that asas richaim goes according to Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel hold that the zis of shvisas kalim if it's covered maise. And Beis Shammai that, therefore mugmer is mutter. And then Beis Shammai who asas, oinim, etc. So Beis Shammai holds that there's an iser of shvisas kelim in the leyoved maise. But Rav Yosef did not hold the shtik teira of Rabbe that the iser is al tashmoska. So the Gemara says, v'hash te domar Rav Oishi, omar Rav Asi, man tane shvisas kelim di araise Beis Shammai, v'loi Beis Hillel. Now Rav Oishi was megala that this beraisa that says Bochela Shamati Aleichem Tishameiru L'Rabbe Shvises Kalim is not a drosha muskemes. It only goes according to Beis Shammai, V'loi Beis Hillel. So then it comes out Homoni Beis Shammai. So then the beraisa will go according to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef does not hold of Ashmos Kol, and he has a beraisa that Rechaim is also. So if he has a beraisa that Rechaim is also, so Memele, and he doesn't know this of Ashmos Kol, has to go according to Beis Shammai. Yeah, has to go according to Beis Shammai. Ula Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Shammai, Bein Kovid Maise, Bein Deloi Kovid Maise also. And according to Beis Shammai, there's no difference if he did a Maise or if he didn't do a Maise. We'll see the raya is from oinim, because why is oinim also? Oinon is also al kolchoch al shvises kalim. So we see according to Beis Shammai that if he didn't do a ma'isa, there's also an issa of shvises kalim. And Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, half a gav the kovid ma'isa shori. According to Beis Hillel, even though the keli does do a ma'isa, it's also muk. So according to Rav Yosef, lefiha emes, the Barais is going according to Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Shammai, there's no difference between Ovid Maisa or Loi Ovid Maisa. And Beis Hillel Bechlal doesn't hold the din of Shvises Kalim. So the Gemara asks, V'hashte da amret la Beis Shammai, af agav Loi Ovid Maisa also. If according to Beis Shammai, even though the Keli does not do a Maisa like Oinim, it's also also, Ihochi, Mugmer v'gofres my time is shori Beis Shammai. So Bezei is very schwer. So why is Mugmer v'gofres mutter? According to Beis Shammai, it should be awesome in a teire, because al gabi the Isser of Shvises Kalim, afil aloy avid maise yechayim. My time is shori Beis Shammai. So the Gemara answers, hosom monach a'ara. Mugmer v'gofres is speaking about that the mugma is not laying in a keli. If the mugma was laying in his keli, so then it's also Hatshvisa's kelim. It's speaking about he put the mugma on the earth, so his keli isn't doing any work. And there's no din of Shvisa's ha'oretz, the Svasemis speaks out, or else what given bitter, I mean, everything grows on the earth. Al kaponim, there's only din of Shvisa's kelim. So in Shvisa, in here it's speaking about the mugma is al-ha'oretz. That is the maskon according to Rav Yosef. Zot Rashi, v'hod erechayim, v'hashad amrit Beis Shammai, v'hod erechayim Beis Shammai. U Beis Shammai lishon, ulu b'eichad ovid kli ma'is, b'eichad leyovid. Do osri b'oinon, b'oinin de masnis. We see that oinin is also. And oinin is leyovid ma'is. V'kivin de Beis Shammai. So mugba v'gofri is my time mishori. Homanchi b'keilim, it's lying in a keili. So the Gemara answers, Kedai the Mamchi Mugma Vagofris Ba'ara Veloy Bekeli. So the Mela, therefore, it is Mutter. Zok Taisis. Oinin Shal Pishton My Time Meshori. The Gemara, first Rabbi Yosef had wanted to say that the Barais is going according to Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel holds that there's an Issa of Shvisas Kalim. So, and that's why Rechaim is also. So the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yosef, why in our Mishnah are Beis Hillel Matar Oinin? Why they Matar Oinin L'Soy Chatano? Oinin Shal Pishton L'Soy Chatano. So the Gemara answers, Kusloy Oved Maisa. So L'Chayra Taisis had a kash, if you're asking from the Mishnah, why did you have to ask from the third case? Ein Sheirin Dioi, V'Samonim V'Karshinim. The second case. Why didn't you ask from the first case of the Mishnah? You have the same problem in the first case. You have a keli that in the keli tutzach melechas lishe or melechas tzviya, whatever the melacha is, and there's no issur of shvisas kelim. So the talent will be because le'avad ma'isa. Good. So the Gemara answers this on einim also, but the Gemara it seems wasn't nachis to this teretz. So why did the Gemara ask from the second file and the Mishnah ask right away from the first file? That's Tosfos Kasha. Ha de nokit oinin tfei midioi v'samamonim v'karshinim. So Taisis says the first that's the very long the shittas. Mishum dahasam shita deleke maise klal. Over there, the keli, the Gemara knew this teretz, if the keli isn't doing anything. The keli is only a machnes oirech, that in the keli a malach is being done. But the keli is not participating, is not contributing to the malach. So he said that already. He said if it's loy ovid mais, that's a teretz of mugma. If it's loy ovid mais, so there's no issur of shvisas keli. Aber bei einem hat er eine Reusik, das Meisig, Shemacham, und boy. Here the Gemara held that even though there's no physical Meise of that the Tanner is doing, but the Tanner is contributing, participating in the Libun of the Pishton. That means if it wouldn't be for the Tanner, all the heat would go out. So that, but the heat remains in the Tanner. So it's accomplishing something. That's called Ovid Meise. Even though it's not doing something physically, it's not moving, but it's accomplishing, it's participating in the libun of the pishton. So the Gemara held, so that's what's forget, it's meir the kishmak. So first the Gemara is from mugma. Mugma, the keli isn't doing anything. It shows holding up the mugma. So the Gemara answered that, that the law of it mais, like the Gemara tanu is shen yo, accomplishing something. So, v'oid, then Taisus has a second teretz. The Bahanach loy hisker keili, aval gabi oinim husker atan. Then Taisus says, a poshet teretz. Taisus says that by the other cases in the Mishnah, by karshinim, it doesn't mention a keili. So even though it's very difficult to understand how it's shaykh without a keili, but it doesn't mention a keili, so you can't ask the kasha. Masha'in came by Oinin, it mentioned the keli was used, the Tana was used. So there the Gemara asked the Kasha of Al-Shvisis Kalim. But according to the second Teretz of Taisis, it's like a very modern. What was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara asked the Kasha from Mugma, and the Gemara said a Teretz, that Heichad Loy Ovid Maise is Heichad Loy Ovid Maise, so he doesn't know the Shvisis Kalim. So what's the new Kasha of Oinin Shal Pishton. According to the first Teretz of Taisus, it's a new kasha, because this is called Oisik Tzas Maise. But according to the second Teretz, I don't understand why the Gemara had another kasha from Oinim after the Gemara said the Teretz of Mug.